The film festival, Film Columbia 2021, begins today, October 22nd, running through to October 31st. Film Columbia is back for its 21st season with 40 films from around the world, being shown at the Crandall Theater in Chatham, New York, from October 22nd to October 31st. I'm Andrea Cunliffe from Hudson Mohawk Magazine, talking with Lisa Thomas just before the showing of her film on this opening day of the film festival. I'm with Lisa Thomas in front of the
historic Crandall Theater in Chatham, New York.
Because this is the Columbia Film Festival, and congratulations, lady.
Thank you. This is our third festival in 3 weeks.
Wow, and what happened in the other festivals?
We were in San Francisco and at the Adirondack Film Festival showing this short that we did last year called Candy Store, which is a Dust Bowl Fairies music novella, and we took home the prize of the other two festivals for best music video.
And the name of the video?
Candy Store.
And tell me about why we're here in Chatham.
It's the opening day of Film Columbia, Columbia County's premier film festival that they have every fall.
And you have been a winner now?
They don't have awards at Film Columbia. They don't believe in it.
Oh.
So I was here a few years back, 5 years ago, with Thirsty, a musical that even Andrea knows a little something about a Cher impersonator named Thirsty Burlington.
So it's good to see you. You're excited. You're happy. This is a wonderful way to start the film festival. What have you got in the future?
Well, we got some submissions with Candy Store and some other films that we're making at Thin Edge Films, and we're doing all kinds of fairy-inspired events.
And here we are, and who's here but Ryder? Ryder, say hello.
Oh, hello.
Another hello.
That's the lead fairy of the Dust Bowl Fairies named Ryder Cooley.
And there you are on the screen.
Yeah, any minute now. It's about to start. We're still waiting for one fairy, the Rocket Fairy, John B. Wooden, to show up. So it's all like down to the wire here. They said they're going to do a few announcements before the film starts. So.
Yeah, there's a few fairies of the Dust Bowl Fairies. They might appear. They might just fly right in.
Wouldn't that be exciting? I'll be looking for them. Okay, wait,
all
I've
right.
got 2 minutes, so we got...
All right, so I'm going to tell you...
I can grab people that I can find.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on. So, you know, the Dust Bowl Fairies, I credit a lot to them, because prior to working with Ryder Cooley and her fairies, you know, I was largely a producer in indie film and largely in animation. But Ryder was the first person to kind of come to me and said, hey, you know, I have this concept. It was a video. The very first video I did with them is called Sirens. And she's like, I want you to direct it. And, you know, no one prior to that had ever asked me to direct. And now I've since done 5 different videos for them. Candy Store, which is here at Film Columbia today, is the latest in that series of projects. But, you know, she was the first person to actually have me direct. And now I've gone on to direct a few other things. So in many respects, I thank Ryder for giving me the first opportunity to do it.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to seeing the film. I've had a glimpse of it on the, you can get it off the web. It's wonderful to see you, Lisa. You look radiant, and it's a brilliant day today, and congratulations on being one of the great selections here at the film
yeah,
festival.
Yeah, I think Candy Store...
It's a little atmosphere.
I think Candy Store might be the only short in the festival because they program largely features, and I think there's less films this year because they've like pared it down due to COVID and stuff, but they're back, and that's the most important thing, is a lot of festivals, you know, skipped out a whole year due to COVID, and now festivals are coming back, which is really, really exciting. Like I mentioned at the top of this interview, we just came from the Adirondack Film Festival last weekend, and to be able to see other filmmakers and see them in person and see their work on the big screen again is really so heartening, you know.
The other quick thing, the last time that we spoke with you was about your film that you made during COVID. What, a year ago it was produced?
It's called Ghosts of Love, which was an animated thing I did right at the top of COVID, in large part to honor a lot of the people that had passed away right at the very beginning of the pandemic, I just was so sort of caught up in what was going on that, you know, I wanted to do something to honor some of those first lives that we lost. And obviously there have been a lot more people now. But yeah, Ghosts of Love, you can catch that on the interwebs as well.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
All right.
See you. Have a great time.
All right. Thanks.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Great. So my name is Calliope Nicholas. First name is Calliope, C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E. Last name is Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
And we're here at the festival, the Film Columbia. Thank you. I got that. We're at Film Columbia, and we're speaking with Calliope about the whole festival this year. Starts right now.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We're excited. I mean, after a year of being not able to screen and, you know, being able to see the loyal faces and people that have come to us over the years and to see some of the films that have been sold out, we're excited. We're happy to be back. We really are. Big relief.
And how did you select the films for this festival?
So we have two curators. We have Peter Biskin and we have Larry Kardish. Larry Kardish is actually was the curator at a film and media at MoMA. So between the two of them, you know, Larry travels to film festivals all over, and between the two of them, we were able to pick the best. And basically the films that have won awards at other film festivals that were audience favorites at those film festivals. So we do that just trying to keep our audience in mind.
That's brilliant. What have you got that's really something that caught your eye in this festival?
God, there's so, you know, the international films that we have are amazing this year. And it turns out it's just now they're starting, each of these countries are starting to submit their Academy nomination. So we've got Hive, we've got Flea, which is an animated film about an Afghanistan refugee. Of course, everyone, French Dispatch is already sold out. Again, we have over 40 films from 32 different countries.
That's so amazing. Yeah. So how long is the festival going on for?
It's on starting today, and it's going on through the 31st.
Brilliant. And we can find out online or?
Yeah. Filmcolumbia.org. You can do online ticket sales. We do have, you know, mandates with COVID, mask and vaccine requirement, but otherwise, come. It's great.
You want to repeat that otherwise?
Sure. Yeah.
Wait till that truck comes by.
Yeah.
I don't know why lives have to be here. Go ahead.
They have to be.
Go ahead.
So yes. Yeah, so we've got again tickets on filmcolumbia.org. You can get tickets online. We do have mandates in place. Mask inside as well as proof of vaccination. But come, our theater is a 535-seat theater, even with buffered seating. It's a beautiful space.
Oh, it is wonderful, wonderful. One more question. What was I going to ask you? Something was really pertinent. Now it's gone out of my head. Okay.
You know, one of the things with film festivals in general, and definitely with our film festival and how it's been curated, is there's films that are here, international films including, that may not end up being streamed, that you're able to see on the big screen, and that would probably not otherwise be screened or shown in the region. So that's one of the things that makes this unique as well.
Are there many local filmmakers that are appearing or having their programs here?
We have some, and we've had more in the past because we usually have two venues, but because of COVID, we have not. We only have the one venue. So we had more films than we had space for. So next year we want to bring in more local films.
We'll look forward to that next year. Can they anyone apply?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for speaking with us on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Thank you.